the Gemara. Ein neyusin heimenu levisha einay min hamucha. That we said that the shemen that falls into the ka'ore, one is not permitted to have ano. Tana rabbanon meiser hashemen shebener v'shebeka'ore. The shemen that is left over in a ner or a ki'ore, let's say the wick was put into the ka'ore and then into the ner. Also, so one is not permitted to derive benefit from the meiser hashemen. This is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon mater and Rabbi Shimon is mater. Let us see Tosfos. Shebener v'shebekaora also v'Rabbi Shimon mater. So that is a mukse dike machloikes. But v'acher haShabbos, that's in Shabbos. Mutter afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda. That means the ner that was hooked to the mitzvosa, that he was madlik l'kovit Shabbos, so kol haShabbos it's also ralz mukse. But mitzoy Shabbos, one is permitted to use the shemen for what any purpose he wants to use it for. V'chinami sanye l'kamon gabinoye suke, also l'istapik mehem ad mitzoy yontiv ha'achen. A person hung up Noye Sukkot, the beginning of Sukkot, he hung up apples, so the whole Yom Tov of Sukkot, Chalamoy, the apples are also to eat. After Meitzoy Yom Tov Ha'achayim, you can eat them. He says, there were only hooked to the mitzvah Sukkot, so after Sukkot it's mutter. Avomos Aroch Eshar. The kosher l'ri. So the Ri asks Akasha, the Maishno mi Ner Chanukah, what is this different from Ner Chanukah? The Sanye, we learned in the Baraisa, Mufoshim says it's a Medrash Tanchume, and that is brought down in the Shiltas. Kove Leil Rishon, if the Ner Chanukah burnt out the first night, and there was still shemen there. Maisiv olav v'leil beis. So he adds on shemen. Madlik boy. He's madlik. Kavo leil ches. What if the leil ches, it burnt out, and there's still shemen left? That is a problem. Oiseloi medure bifnei atzmoi, mibnei shehukzele mitzvos. So now he has to burn it. Theoretically, he could save it for next year, Chanukah. But in Aloche, he's not permitted to do this because this is dangerous. To have a bottle of shemen floating around the house a whole year, it might be used for another purpose till next year, Chanukah. So Chazal says that he has to burn it. So Tosfos asks, Amoyle de Kekash. We have three cases. Shemen of Ner Shabbos. Noye Suke. It was also hooked to the mitzvosa. Noye Suke, he wasn't allowed to take down the apple and chalamoid. It's hooked to the mitzvahs Noye Suke. But the haktzor is only for this man ha-mitzvah. After this man ha-mitzvah, he's permitted to derive benefit from it. And the shemen of Ner Chanukah found it since he was makzid. For mitzvahs Chanukah, it's hooked already for mitzvahs Chanukah. It can never be used for any other purpose. The kash is l'chay ha-mayre d'ke kash. The terrors we have to understand. Oymari. The ner Chanukah ikrai loy lahanosai bo. The ikar is not lahanosai. Elo lepirsumei nisei. The Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is for Pisumi Nisim. Fine. Now the Pisumi Nisim is an 8-day affair. Umishum Chavivusa Dines, this is the Meir de Kersidische Tosfos, als the Chvinis of the Pisumanes, Einoi mitzape sheyechabe, ele makze legamri le mitzvah. He has no intentions. He's makze legamri le mitzvah. He wants to be mefals of the nest, and so he's makze for mitzvah Chanukah. Agamulcha, we are Poshet speaking about that, how the Mishnah Brura brings down the Halacha. We are speaking about that he had put in the Menorah the correct amount that is necessary for the mitzvah. He put the amount of Shemen that is needed for a half an hour. And there was Kofso. It burnt out. And it's Chanukah now. So since he was makzit lemitzvah, he was makzit legamri lemitzvah. When he put it into the ner, he had no subconscious intentions that he might use it for something else. He was makzit legamri. Avo ner Shabbos, lahanosoi bo. Ner Shabbos is lahanosoi. He was madlikit, it's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos, Shalom Bayis. So there's Yoishiv u'mitzape sheyichabe. U'lekach muta. There, subconsciously, he is thinking, even though he's madlikit, if we medame ner Chanukah to ner Shabbos, so Lechayla, we're talking about the same story. That means the story is just like by the Ner Chanukah. It did not burn the 30 minutes, and he was maxed to burn 30 minutes. So Lechayla, the Ner Shabbos we are speaking about, he was Madlik Ner Shabbos. He plans to eat, to be by the Tish for 2 hours, and then to go to sleep. Then he made Kiddush, and I couldn't talk. The wick burns out. So he's eating in the dark. So even though there was a haktzah, he was madlik, he put in enough shemen, it should burn for 2 hours. That's what's needed for Inik Shabbos. After when he goes to sleep, he doesn't need that the neir should be burning. Al-Kaponim, the amount of shemen that is needed for Inik Shabbos, the amount of shemen that is needed for Einik Shabbos, that's how much shemen he put in. So here Taisvah says, but since this mitzvah is a mitzvah of Hanor, Lahanor Saibo, Zichet, the Hanor is a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So if his Hanor is also involved, the mitzvah is the Taiva Soi. So then, subconsciously, there's a acceptance that if it won't burn, that's a chayis lashon, so we'll use the shemen for something else. That means, whenever the mitzvah involves his hanor, there is not a haktzah legamri lemitzvah. Then, if it's for himself, it's a mitzvah, but if it's for himself already, so the himself and if it won't be used for this Hanor, I'll use it for a different Hanor. He'll accept the fact. He doesn't feel too sorry over this inyan that it burnt out. So that's called Yeshiva Mitzapa. Does not mean let's not take it literally. He's waiting that the ner should burn out and you should eat in the dark. That's not that Yeshiva Mitzvah. But Yeshiva Mitzvah means subconsciously he'll accept the fact that Mitzvah Chayislash is Eichnish Gefela. So I'll use the Shemen for something else. There's no Haktzah Legamri. The Taisvus HaRosh brings down this Teretz and he says as follows. By Ner Chanukah, einoi mitzape klal sheyechabe. There's no interest, there's no rotzen, there's no acceptance, there's no satisfaction that it should become nischaber. Ele roitze sheyid lekaner. He wants with his whole heart it should burn. Bishvil chavivis hanes. So memele, so if he's putting it for, he's miyachid it for ner chanukah, that's it. Even though the Sofet Zayin won't burn for ner chanukah, he has to burn it tamazoy. After chanukah, he's oise medure. That's a halach already. Since it was huktzel and ner chanukah, so memele, so the dinners that can only be used for ner chanukah, and to save it till next year, it's too dangerous. So memele, he has to burn it. But the haktzois, einoi mitzabe klal sheyechabe, ele roitze sheyidla kaner kuloi. He wants with his whole heart, avo b'ner Shabbos, Aval pi she einoi mitzape mish b'shabbes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that means he's mesiach das. He doesn't have any interest in using it for Shabbos. Aval mitzapu she show bo acher a Shabbos. That means the thought enters his mind that if it's a chayis lashon, it's eichnish gefela. Doesn't bother him. There's some sort of satisfaction. So I'll have some shemen Sunday. So memela, that's not a haktsa gemure. So if it's not a haktsa gemure, so then the haktsa shtel, so it's only mukta when it's serving the purpose of the mitzvah. The minute it's not serving the purpose of the mitzvah, there was no haktsa. Mashen gets something, but he really does b'leib shalom, so that's a haktsa gemure, it should only be used for this purpose. The Taisvus HaRosh says a second teretz, and the Achroinim, the Sfasemes, Rav Moshe Zecheinu Lebrocha, also of Samon Gechab, and their teretz, they don't understand Taisvus Kashe. And the Taisvus HaRosh says that there's a difference between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, because Ner Chanukah is also Vano, which is also a debatable debatable statement. That's if you hold that the one is not permitted to derive benefit from Ner Chanukah. It's also not so poshut. But Al Koponim, so since it's also Bahano, so there it's always also. Something that's not also Bahano is not always also. It's only also for the mitzvah. I really don't understand what the Maila of Issa Hano is. Let us speak about the apple that is hanging in the sukkah in the middle of Chalamoy. It's not Osa Bahano. I mean, the apple, or let us maybe an apple is a bad example because he's not allowed to eat the apple. But let us say someone put in Noi sukkah, it's Lahanosoi. That means he put in a light in the sukkah. He put in a light, a fixture, a fixture put into the sukkah, l'chayre, this falls into the category of noy sukkah. If not, so we have to think of a different motion. But let's think of a light. He put in a light that this should be the noy sukkah. This is part of the noy sukkah, that the sukkah should have a light. He's deriving benefit from the light. So that's no problem. Okay, that is the noy, that is the, okay, it's a lichtik sukkah. In the middle of sukkahs, his fixture burnt out in the house. He's not allowed to take it out of the sukkah. You are maksa this for the sukkah. Or curtains. I mean, maybe a light, someone will say, and there, there's no shaykhis with no sukkah. He put curtains. So he put curtains to decorate the sukkah. Beautiful. He's getting company now. The curtains in the house is, so he's not allowed to take it into the house in the middle of sukkahs. So it's muta b'hano. In the sukkah, he's deriving benefit from it. But it's huktzel a mitzvah. So what is the difference? If the mitzvah involves iser hano, then it's always also. If the mitzvah doesn't involve iser hano, it's only also b'shas the mitzvah. Why? I can't begin to understand why they see a mile in iser hano. There's an inyan of huktzel a mitzvah, even though the curtains are muta b'hano. I'm deriving benefit from them in the sukkah, but I can't derive benefit from them outside of the sukkah. Al koponim, will come out of meira de kenafke min al halacha. If you hold that one is permitted to derive benefit from Ner Chanukah, what will be the halacha after Chanukah? Will the shaman be yosa? According to our Taisus, the shaman will be yosa. According to the Taisus Arosh's Teretz, the shaman is only yosa if shaman is yosa bano. If your shaman is muta bano, so memelu, so after Chanukah also be muta. Vim taima. Umayishna ner shekovo. Now Taisus asks a different question. Ner shekova, the osa letaltal lab Yehuda. We just said over here, Moisa Hashem in Shebeneir. One is not permitted to be metaltal. He was Messiah Das from this, from the Ner, from the Shemen. And it's also a little bit tiltal. Misuke Ru'u Da'alme. From a sukkah ru'ua da'alma. Sukkah ru'ua da'alma means as follows. You built the sukkah 10 years ago. And now,
not the same sukkah.
It's a sukkah da'alma. This is his porch. And now, Erev Shabbos, he looks at the sukkah, and it's very wobbly. Most probably, it looks like it's going to fall in. So, if it's going to fall in, so I'll have some sticks to use on Shabbos. That means if he was aware at of Shabbos that it's oimet to fall, there's a possibility it might fall, and he thought if it falls, so he'll use it. So if it falls, Taka is permitted to use it. If it's not Eitz and Vavonim, that means if the whole Haktzah was because Al Tziras Oihil, one is not permitted to take apart the roof in the middle of Shabbos. But if he was aware that the Oihil might become Nistar Me'elo, and he had already in Zinin that if it falls down, he might use these things which are permitted in Yisod, which are permitted to use in Shabbos. So he's allowed to use it. Like Taisves, Umayishno Ner Shekovo, the Osa Letaltal Rabbi Yehuda, even though he also was aware that the Ner will burn out in Shabbos, and there'll be a Ner left. There'll be Shemin left. There's a possibility there'll be Shemin left. Sukkah is also a possibility. And then Allah is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one is not permitted to use the Shemin. It's not minamulcham. It's not minamulcham. Misukkah is the alme, the mahani botnai. And that is minamulcham. Kidaom alekamon bishmait, visna lea keilufitnoi, mukilob mesaches bay. Besuke daume, ruhe di esmel, date ilave, shetipel. So that means he has a das that if it'll fall, he'll use it. Veneel nami date ilave shiyechove. Vamai ein moil tnai li stapek mi moiser Hashem. So why doesn't a tnai help li stapek mi moiser Hashem? I mean, in percentage-wise, we can say it's the same percent the sukkah is going to fall, and shaman will be left over. So why, by the sukkah is falling, we say since he was aware of that it might fall, and so he took that into consideration, that's considered min hamucha. And why by shaman isn't it considered min hamucha? Ula Rab Shimon, that's according to Rab Yehuda. According to Rab Yehuda, one is not permitted to derive benefit from the shaman, the whole Shabbos. Rab Shimon nami yoyel tnai li stapik min Hashem and ame taftech b'shosha ne'er doylik. According to Rab Shimon, one is permitted to derive benefit from the Shemen after the ne'er is kovo, after the ne'er burns out. But kozman the ne'er is burning and Shemen drips into a different keli, one is not permitted to derive benefit. It's also huktzeden. Why? What is it different than why is it different than a sukkah ru'ua? V'yesh loima, the hosam sukkah da alme hoisa suya mizman god. The sukkah was made 10 years ago. Va'ata bein ha-shmoshes, now the bein ha-shmoshes of Shabbos, ein ei boidol mimeno, v'yoyshev ha-metzapa mosayn people, erev Shabbos, he realizes the matzav is a possibility it might fall, so he hasn't seen it fall, he'll be able to use it. Avol ne'er, ike ha-ktso osayhu bein ha-shmoshes. The ike ha-ktso of the ne'er is bein ha-shmoshes. V'dach yavi yadayim l'tzayrich Shabbos. And I'm being madlikit l'tzayrich Shabbos. V'chomer tvei v'lemahani v'etanai. This is more chomer, and here it doesn't help at night. V'tasach mir pshatn toisvus is that, let me tell over a mice, I shall understand the mice a little, with the mice will understand Avshe Pshat and Taisvus a little better. There was once a mice, there was a nasife of Daily Hadoyer, who was speaking about Klalin Yonim, and the Chofetz Chaim was darshening, and he was marich b'drashose, and he came this man minche. And there were others that were, it's my minche, and, Rabbi Chaim Oizer was also there, and the Chofetz Chaim darshan weiter, and I must have nicht wissen, that was man minche. And they heard grumblings in the back, so Rabbi Chaim Oizer said, Rabbi wants to daven minche. She go and daven minche. So the grumblers went and daven minche, and Rabbi Chaim Oizer, and the Chofetz Chaim continued the drosh. So afterwards, the Chofetz Chaim explained as follows, the Rabbi Chaim Oizer explained as follows. He said, well, this is a klal oizer b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim was Oisik, this is a Kol HaSheinyan, he was Oisik in this mitzvah. Oisik means that Yevshel HaKayim Shnayim, that's Taish Oisik. Roshe V'Rubay was in this Inyan. So he was Potter from Mincha, he had nothing to do. The grumblers in the back, they weren't Oisik, they were listening, Yotzuger, Nisuger. So they talk, weren't Oisik B'mitzvah, they're not Oisik B'mitzvah, so they talk, Mokhuy B'mitzvah's Mincha. It's impossible to dance in two chasnas. Either you're here or you're there. You can't be both places. Places means to say as follows. I should be madlik, I'm putting in shemen, and I'm madlik the shemen for Shabbos Kodesh, and at the same time, but if it doesn't burn, I want it for myself. That's tiridik. You want it for Shabbos, or don't you want it for Shabbos? Bishloime by the sukkah. So 10 years ago, he built his sukkah. So when he built the taket, didn't want it should fall the next day. He built it 10 years ago. This Erev Shabbos, he looks and he sees us out by Fallon, so he's masne. So Mamela Tanai helps. It's the halter. He plans on using it. But you can't say that at the same time you're being madlikit. Ikerak tzoosa yubei nashmoshes. Now I'm being madlikit l'tzeirah Shabbos. The dach yubi yadam. I'm doing a pool edition burn for Shabbos. And at the same time, and it's not, that they held it stiridik. Loimahani beit nai. The nai is a raya that it's not emes. You can't say any boidel and be maxed at the same time. The faces Yeshonim says another teretz. The Rashba meforish, and Taisus Rosh brings down this teretz, the hochi chomor tvei. This is a bosses l'dover ha'osa. L'chayre, I think the svare of the this is Rabbeinu Shimshin, I think the svare is like this. The gather of any boidel is pshat is if the whole reason this is mukze, because I was makze. That means, I built the sukkah. So any boidel is saying that I'm not makzit, that I have an intention of using it. If it falls apart, I have intention of using it. The gather of bosses is pshat, that it's pachal not mukzit. The bosses, I was never makzit. No, the bosses becomes mukzit
because of a different reason. Von sich allein wird es mukze.
And this, it doesn't help any boydu.
That means, Bachtimir means as follows. The Gemara says later that the psila, the wick, and the oil, and the nair, are all abosses to the shalheves.
The shalheves is like eitzim vavon.
So everything is abosses to the shalheves.
So if everything is abosses to the shalheves, so ain't a boy, so automatically it becomes mukze als nitpal to mukze.
Ain't a boy that only helps if I was makze. So I'm saying I'm not makze it. Ain't a boy that I'm a galut das that I'm not makze.
But could be abosses does not work because I'm makze.
If that thing is mukze, as a male of the bosses gets the dinim, to what it is a boss is to.
So then any boidu doesn't help.
But dachtach mir, this teretz is only maspik. Taisus asked a double kasha. Taisus asked a kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one should be permitted to use the shemen after the nair burns out.
Taisus says, according to Rab Shimon,
one should be able to use it even while it's metafta, while it's still doilik. So lechayre, according to Rab Shimon, I don't know if Rab Shimon, the cheshbon of bosses doesn't work according to Rab Shimon, because even though it was a bosses b'shasa was doilik, afterwards according to Rab Shimon it's mutter. So we see when it's not a, even though when it was a bosses, it is osir after when it became ois bosses, it's mutter. So the shemen that's mitaftev is now also not a bosses anymore. I'm just wondering if the Rashba's teret is only a teret according to Rabbi Yehuda, not a teret to fam for Rabbi Shimon.
Zot the Mishnah weiter. Metaltalin ne'er chodosh.
One is permitted to be metaltal a ne'er chodosh. Avol lo yosha.
A ne'er chodosh, the stam ne'er was made out of cheres.
Before it was used, it wasn't mos, so what was permitted to be metaltal a ne'er chodosh?
So Rashi says she'ein ei mos
v'chozi lishtamushe bei lehedya, one could use it. Shleidolak boi ne'er me'oilo. It was never used.
So it's a keli. Maybe it means it's a, has a din of klisha malachdele is. It could be on the tzad, lufi tzad mekaymai. It's not aimed for anything else. But on koponim, there's a heta tiltal.
Avo lo yosha.
But if it was once used, so it's mos. So if it's mos, so then it is awesome.
Rab Shimon oimer, kol haneiros metaltalim, chutz min haner hadoilik b'shabbos.
One is permitted to be metaltal, haner chodosh, haner yoshan, but haner that is doilik b'shabbos, while it is burning, then is also to be metaltal.
Chutz min haner hadoilik b'shabbos, let us see Rashi in the Gemara,
Tibur zashayach lel b'mishneh,
v'oid shehu doilik osa, shemo yikover haner.
So Rashi says a reason that one is not permitted to be metaltal the nair while it is doilek, because it might, in the process of tiltal, it might, how to say, the wick might slip into the shemen, or by being metaltal, it might burn out.
This is the Achayim Ma'amoyre Rashi. This is a Havamin of the Gemara Dach Menvovam at Beit.
In the Gemara and Achven Vovam at Beis, es Sakashe, this is a Dovo Sheinim Miskavi.
It's not a Psik Reishe, that if a person will be Metaltal and Neil be Vadai, that's a Chais Lashon.
So Dovo Sheinim Miskavi.
So a Dovo Sheinim Miskavi is Mutter.
So the Gemara Lamaise lives with a different reason.
Why Bishas it is burning, it is also either because it's a bosses to the shalheves, or b'shas is burning,
different reasons.
Panim, it's interesting why Rashi brought the Havamina of the Gemara. Tanu Rabban. Agavuche, the Chodesh Ha'Aviv, is a very interesting deal. Chutz min ner ha'doylek v'shabbos. What do you say? What is Chutz min ner ha'doylek v'shabbos? No, Fashteitzer, we're talking about ha'doylek v'shabbos. I mean, what does he mean? Ha'der ha'doylek v'shabbos. He wants to make a deal. We had a machloikis, the Bahag and the Ramban, if with the Adlokis ha'ner, one is Mekabel Shabbos or not. The Bahag holds that that's automatically. The one is Mekabel Shabbos with Adloke. The Ramban says no. Adlok to Neiris and you can divide the Meloche. So he says, L'chayr the Mishnah Zaraya to the Ramban. In Haner Adoylik, not Adoylik L'Shabbos. According to the Bahag, the minute he was Madlikit L'Shabbos, well, it's not Shabbos. He's Mekabel Shabbos already. So Memele, so it's Abosis, and then Hutzal Mitzvos, and Hutzal Yisurik. And all the Yisurim will apply. According to the Ramban, only Bishaner Hadoylek Bishabbos. If it's burning in Shabbos, Shabbos already, then it's Muktzeh. Then when it's also Betulzeh. But there was Hudlik Lishabbos and it's not yet Shabbos, it's Kolnish. Tana Rabban, Metaltolim Ner Chodosh, Avolo Yoshon, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. A Yoshan is also. The Meir Oimer, Kol Haneiris Metaltolim, Chutz Min Haner, Shehidliku Boi Vishabbos. Rav Shimon Oimer, Chutz Min Haner, Adoilek Vishabbos. Rabbi Kivenke brings down, it seems that Hameya Bechlau doesn't know the Muktzeh Machmas Mir. That's Hameya. Doesn't know of such a thing. But the Kivenka brings down Aran and Beye, that the Aran and Beye says as follows. The Machloikis, Rabbi Yehudin, Rabbi Shimon, by Aner HaYoshon, is the Golashitos. What's that, the Golashitos? So he says as follows. Muktzeh Machmas Mir is muktzeh if it's most by the person. Normally it's most. What if a person galtel tzachunta most, he can't be such a mepunik, and he wants to use it now. So theoretically now it's no more muktzeh. It's not most anymore. Most is relative. It's not. In that the emison side of Yehud and side of Shimon hold it. Now it's not most anymore. No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds it in Kivin is Katsoi, Bein Hashmoshis is Katsoi, Lekuli Yoime. So it's a Huntigig out a little too late. In the beginning of Shabbos, it was most. Some Amelus, so it was Muktzeh Bein Hashmoshis. Some Amelus, even though now it's not Muktzeh anymore, it's not most by him, but it's too late. Ashenke, and according to Rabbi Shimon, if now, it's not most by him, so memele, so it became ois muktzeh. And the din of kivin is katsoyla bein hashmoshis is katsoyla kulu yoyim, and Rav Shimon doesn't hold. So he explains, he says, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda both hold of muktzeh machmas most. No, when he wants to use it, so it becomes ois muktzeh, and according to Rav Shimon, one is permitted to be metal, according to Rav Yehuda, it's also ois muktzeh, it's the saran and bein. So nachamu, Rav Shimon ha'im v'chutz min ha'ner ha'doylek v'shabbos. What is the Rashi? Chutz min ha'ner shehidliku, Rameir holds ha'ner shehidliku, v'av ha'gav shekovo, even though it burnt out, also, the Islai l'Rameir muktzeh machmas isa, the last lay muktzeh machmas mit. So, Kozman it was burning, so it was also to be mishtamish with the ner of the Issa Kibbuy. So he holds of Muktzeh Machmas Issa. So it liku boy lo Issa Yishabe, so Kibbin, he also holds Kibbin this Katsoy. So Kibbin, it was Kibbin this Katsoy as Muktzeh Machmas Issa, so then it's also. But Muktzeh Machmas Mis Machlali doesn't hold.
less lay muktzah machmas be.
Kavsa, now going according to Rav Shimon. What if it was kavsa? It burnt out. Mutalatautala is allowed to be metaltal the nair. Why is he allowed to be metaltal the nair? Because that's the yeshiva mitzape. That means he knew that it won't burn the nair. Let's speak about the nair. The nair, he knew that it won't burn the whole Shabbos. So memele, so subconsciously, he had in zinnin that after it burns out, he'll be able to use it. Kavsa muta l'talta. Avol kais uka'ora v'ashoshis. Kais uka'ora v'ashoshis lo yazizam im kain. Kais uka'ora v'ashoshis, these are big receptacles. They burn very long. Lo yezizim im kain. Why the halach is like this, we'll see later. Rabbi Lezer b'Rav Shimon oimer. Lezer b'Rav Shimon says, mistapek min haner hakoved. One is permitted to use the shemen of a ner hakoved. Umin hashemen hametaftei. Vafulu bisho shahaner doy. So it's also permitted. Omar, we'll come back to Rabbi Lezer b'Rav Shimon one minute. Just one a little further. Omar Abaye Rabbi Lezer b'Rav Shimon Savulah Kevua Bechode Poligalei Bechode Savulah Kevua Bechode the last lay mukze. That means Moiser Hashem and Amoiser Shebenair that was left over. He holds like his father, even though Rabbi Yehuda asks it, he's not, Rabbi Shimon is master, so Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon holds like his father. Upoli galei v'chod. Deilu avu esava kovo. When is one permitted to derive benefit from the shaman only when it's kov? Kove ain't like kov aloi. Deilu sova afo gav the light cover. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon holds, even though it is still burning, he's also permitted to use the shem. Now, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon is speaking about two cases. Mistapik min haner hakovo, min hashem en hametaftei, v'afilu bisho shehaner doil. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Amir Liki Rashi, unless we have a few Rashi's before. Ashoshis kois godol shel schuchis. Shekoir in lampe. Lo yezizem im koimom, vafilu kova haner, lekama meforish taima. Why is not permitted to move it? A big ner. Min haner akove. Rabbi Lezer b'Rav Shimon says a person is permitted to use the shemen min haner akove. The given the kava of a hoyle, since it is in the matzev of going out, of burning out, oy mechayet su mishum mechaber. Amayra de Kerashi, and the Marsho explains that Rashi had learned the memra of Rabbi Lezer b'Rav Shimon as follows. Ner hakove, umin Hashem en ametafte, vafilo bishosh haner doyle. So l'cher it's double talk. He ends up with Shosha Haner Doilik and he says, Ner Akova. So Emerson, all Rishonim do not learn like Rashi. All Rishonim learn Ner Akova is Ner Akova. That after it burnt out, you're permitted to use the Shemin. And that's the first thing he holds like his father, the Leslai Mukse. And then the second thing, I mean, Hashemin Ametaftik, Ba'afilu B'Shosha Haner Doilik, that's his Moise. He's permitted to use that Shemin. But Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned, "Bafilu b'shosh haner doylik." B'shosh haner doylik is ner. One is permitted to be mistapik mean from ner hakovo. So we have to understand what's pshat in Rashi. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Taisus Arosh, and the Taisus Arosh says as follows. First, also, he doesn't like Rashi.
But then, the Ritva doesn't like Rashi. Sasemis, Sochin, what shall Rashi? But then the Taisa Rashi says, maybe we can understand Rashi. So find the Machen Achel. So he says like this. Hagavuch Elochayra, the Taisa Rashi is a spirit, the way he said in Beir. But he says like this. He says, the Gemara says in Beir, HaMestapik Menaneh is Chayim Mishum Mechab. If a person, if you have a nail that's burning, the person takes out a spoonful of shemen, so it's chayiv al tzmechav. So he says, what's pshat? So first he wants to say pshat, and this tackle of he feels that in bay like this, because he's goyrim the kibui. If he wouldn't take out the shemen, it would burn for 2 hours. Now he took out a teaspoon of shemen, so it's only going to burn for an hour and 3/4. So he was guiding that it should burn out in a quarter of an hour earlier. So therefore he's high. Zok Taisus Arosh Meiridik. Avolzeh Haner Shoheilech Vikovo. He says, Rashi is telling us the case over here. You have the wick. You see, it's on its deathbed already. It's geisus. How long is it going to burn? The most it'll burn 5 minutes. You have 5 ounces of shemen there. Taking out a teaspoon won't make it or break it. It's not, if you have a healthy epsila that's burning gizunt, some emailer, so then it's a mistopic minaneh that you're a mechabitaka because you're making it burn a quarter of an hour less. But this one won't burn side by side. So, even though it's still burning, that means Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon is telling us that any shemen that will not burn, afilu the neir is still burning now, but any shemen that will not burn is, he was never makse datoy, he's yoshim mitzape. And he sees now Visa Alzach, and then the Rebbe Tzenech Tav for some shaman is Tavman Zayin Ados, Tavman Zayin Azolos Veniska. So Memele is allowed to, it was Yeshiva Mitzapit, so Memele is allowed to take out some shaman now. Nimtsu Sheinim Memal Kibuye Bemeshem Mistapik Vimen. But the Teis LaRosh says, Avalaini Nire, he says, that's not pshat because it's going to burn a quarter of an hour less. Because gram kibui is mutter. So he says, so the iser of kibui is, shemechaber es anel b'miktsosoi, umakrish oiroi v'meshen noitel Hashem min aner. So he says, the reason is, here he jumps fakel, this is Tais v'shit in Be'i, and he said fakel t'arosh. Abel kabonim in Tais v'sarosh, he says, but here he says, the real reason is, because the fire gets duller, but when he takes out from the shemen like this, the shemen is contributing to the brilliance of the nair. So by taking out the shemen, he's dulling the fire. So he says, "Nu nair shekova," but still it's he's dulling the fire. Ev shegam lefizek even the malav ochi haylech vekova einay makrish oirei b'meshem mispapik mimenu. That means the matzav of shemen that it is using now, the amount of light, the amount of illumination is giving out now, so it also won't make it or break it. This, if you have a gezunta light, so then it's discernible that you're making it dull. But here, if it's dull already, so mamela, this little amount will make it or break it. Agamulch Rashi daf chavtesam et beizu medaykos God like the first pshat. So b'meila, so we have now Baruch Hashem Pshat and Rashi. So that is Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So we have our Machlokes HaRishayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is speaking about in Mistapik Min Aner HaKova, speaking about when it's still burning, or Aner HaKova is speaking about when it's finished burning already. Yeah. Avol kais uka'ora v'ashoshis lo yezizein nimkoim. Now we hear in this baraisa, but a big nair lo yizizem mikoyim. Maish nohani, what's different a kois and a ka'ore v'ashoshis? Omar ule seif ha'osom v'rab Yehuda. Ein echadami, according to Rab Shimon, so just like here, the ma'isu shemen sheben ner of a small ner is mutter, so the ma'isu shemen of a big ner is also mutter. This is going according to Rab Yehuda. Ask if lo mazut, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, yochi my avol. So this, it's not both, it's the same. Just like a small ner is also Moisar HaShemen, because it's not min amuchem. That's not the yoshev of mitzape, the subconscious nechuse that he might be able to use it, does not make him min amuchem. So what's the difference of big ner? So it's no avol, so they're the same. Elo mazut, lo elo Rabbi Shimon. Chiko shari Rab Shimon b'ner zute. A small ner, the daite yilave. So there he has expectations. As the betzachai slash. Aval hani de nefishi loi. But these are very big. So these, here there are no expectations. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi. My aval. Let's see, there's a previous Rashi. Kava ein loy kava loy. Loy shemin alay, Rab Shimon d'shar b'mas nisim. Ela moyser shemin shebener v'shebekore. The mash malacha shekava. After it burnt out already. Mayavu midukama avu mechlau de b'nei amuta. Ethical. He filled it up. It has a, it can hold 24 hours worth of shemin. 25 hours worth of shemin. Go good. So when he's madlik this ner before Shabbos, so he has intentions that he's going to use this for Shalosh Shudos. He's going to daven ma'ariv with this ner. But he say Baruch Hashem Lo'ilam, he doesn't know it by heart. So Memele, so he had never intentions to use the ner. It's going to burn. So Memele. So therefore, if a mazel happens and the wind comes and it burns out, the flame burns out, blows out, he's not permitted to mukse. He was nichem asiyach das from using the ner and the shem. Masha ain kain, a small ner. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says that the small ner, this is going to burn out. Now, how much shemen do you put in a small net? It can only burn 2 hours. So he's going to use the nair. The nair means the receptacle. That means it's going to burn in the 2 hours. It's a hupsulim, it's fossil, hupsulim, lili surah. But after the 2 hours, it's not going to burn. There's not going to be nisim over here. It's only going to burn for 2 hours. So he has intentions already to use the receptacle after the 2 hours. Fine. So the receptacle, he didn't use, because that's going to be usable. But the shemen, l'chayre, the shemen in the receptacle, what's the difference, the shemen in the small receptacle, and the shemen in the big receptacle? That means as follows. If no wind will come, so there won't be any shemen left. If a wind will come on the big receptacle, also there'll be shemen left. But al kapana machalub nishman azaza. Mean the nair was prepared that al pichesbin is going to, the shemen will burn out. If there's any cheshbin that the shemen won't burn out, why by a kois is it mukzeh? It's like the yeshiva mitzvah. It won't burn out. There's going to be a lot of shemen left. So al kolchoch, he'll be able to use the keli again. So al kolchoch, if there's shemen in it, there's a psila, it was set up right, so mesoma 9 out of 10 times, he won't be able to use it, it's gonna burn. So memele, so the Rashba asked the kasha, the Rashash also asked the kasha. So why by shemen, the meiser shemen l'cheir is equivalent to the kais? I mean, this mesoma will be used out. So why is he Yoshev and Mitzapre and the Shemin Shebeneh? So the Rashba says the Tellitz as follows. So the Rashba says that even the Yoiv Daitai al Hanera, from the Ner already, he wasn't Messiah Das to use the Ner. And now if he has one, he'll be able to use it. It's only going to burn for 2 hours. Umitzape emesai techabe neiroi. So mele, the shimush of the Ner, the shimush of the receptacle, he wasn't Messiah Das, he's Joshua Mitzape. Afala neiso shemeshem and neisen daitri. So since already, he has intentions to use this Ner, which he'll zicher be able to use. So falta rein in kopf, maybe I'll be able to use the shaman also. Maybe there'll be some shaman. But because already he started cheshbening on the use of this Ner, because the Ner can zicher use. I will be gdoilem, legamri misalik, he doesn't think about it at all. If I mean, I'll be cheshbening, going to burn the whole 25 hours. That's what it says on the label. It burns for 25 hours. So Mimela, so he's Messiah Das from the ganze Sach. But he says, the minute he's Yoshev and Mitzape, so he starts thinking, Van Gambit Sachaim, a Machshove, that might yet still be able to, there might be some Shemen left over. Fregt die Gemorre, Vosanye, we learned Moisar Hashem and Shebener v'Shebekora also. The Rabbi Shimon matter, so we see Rabbi Shimon was matter afilu Moisar Hashem and Shebekora. You just tell me it's going now according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says awesome Kora dum yedener. There it says Kora next to Ner, so it's a small teller, it's a small plate. Hoche Kora dum yedekais. He was speaking about a Kora dum yedekais. Zot Rashi, dum yedener tanilo de zutra. It's a small one. Zot the Gemara weiter. Amar Rab Zeire, pamut shit liku boi b'shabes. Now, a pamut is a ner made out of matches. It's a big one. It's a big receptacle also. Amar Rab Zeire, pamut shit liku boi b'shabes. Le divrei ha-matir, according to the matir, also. Le divrei ha-oisa, muta. Very interesting formula. Let us see what Rashi says. Tamut, menayre shal-matris, ve'ena morusa. This is not morusa, not morusa. Le divrei ha-matir, rameir ha-matir, bener yoshon. That is matir, rameir who is matir, bener yoshon. It does not hold of Muktzeh Machmas Mies at all. Oysa Bahai. The Muktzeh Machmas Isa. Because here it's Muktzeh Machmas Isa, who was burning. A mayor said, Kol HaNerish B'tal B'chutz Min HaNerish Edliku Boi B'Shabbos. So since he was Balik with B'Shabbos, so it was, there was, one was not permitted to use the Ner. Kol Zman was burning. So Memele, so, he holds given this katsoi. So according to Rameya, it will be also, even though it's matter, mukse machmas mius. So even though it's matter, mukse machmas mius, so divrei amater, rameya, amater, bener yoshon. Oysa bahai, the mukse machmas is, kidikton yilel, chutz min aner, shidliku boi b'shabbos. So, a pomut that is not most, avapiken obi yosser, als mutzemach masisa. Le divrei ha-oise, Rabbi Yehuda ha-oise, b'ner yoshen sholcheres. Rabbi Yehuda ases ner yoshen sholcheres, als mutzemach masmius. Ha-osam hu de moitz, here it is moitz. Aval hochen shol, the last line mutzemach masisa. Aces, so the Gemara the vile held. Aces, metalplam ner chodosh, avolo yoshon. Aces, the Gemara the Havamina learned, it would seem, that Rabbi Yehuda only, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of muktzah machmas isa.
He only holds a mukse machmas mos. So memele, so if you have a pomut, that is not mos, it'll be muta. So it'll come out, Aistis here, Rabbi Yehuda will go to kule, and Rabbi Meir goes to chumre. Lememre, Rabbi Yehuda mukse machmas mius islay, mukse machmas isalaslay. Sanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kol Aneir Shal Matres Metaltelen. It's not Mos. Chutz Min Aneir Shedlika Boi B'Shabbos. So we see law that Rabbi Yehuda also holds of Muktzah Machmasisa. Ele Yitma Ochi Yitma. Omar Rab Zeire Pomo Shedlika Olov B'Shabbos Divrei Hakolos. If they were Madlik B'Shabbos, so it's Muktzah Machmasisa. So according to everyone, it'll be awesome. Lo hidliku olav divrei hakol mutter. So then, if lo hidliku olav the Shabbos and the Mele, so then it's mutter to be metaltal because it's not mos. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisus. Le divrei hamater awesome. Perish bekunteris. Le divrei Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, even though he's mater mukze machmas mius, but he asels mukze machmas isa. Vim taima maika mashmalo. What is Rav Zeira telling us? Hamed yekosa Rav Meir ner shidliku bo ba oisei Shabbos. Rav Meir said klot. Kol ha ner is metalfulim, even though it's yoshon, chutz min ner shidliku bo ibi Shabbos. So vuzat uns Rav Zeira. Vishloima vahava min nahani mili b'ner sholcheres. I could learn that Rab Meir only asked an Ner Shalcheres. What's the mile of an Ner Shalcheres? The is beitalti mukze machmas mius umachmas isa. He says Rab Meir holds one alone does not make it. I don't say even this katzoy holds one alone. But if they both come together, it's mukze machmas mius umukze machmas isa. So then, it remains mukze. Kamash melon. So that's what Zayr is telling us. Not that napshat. After the bishal matches the loy moiz, the less by ella mukze machmas isa osa rameir. So that is the chiddush of Rab Zayr. That means it was not mukach from rameir that he holds mukze machmas isa. You could learn the mukze is because of the tziruf of mius and isa. So kamash melon no. Beinigel Rabbeinu Tam, Gulafize, Hod the Masik, according to Rashi, the Cheshbon is as follows. That according to Rameir it's also, Nefel according to Rabbi Yehuda it's also also. Gulafize, Hod the Masik, Divrei Hakel also, the Maskone, everyone holds it's also, Leihave Ele Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Koyolayu. The Lay Rab Shimon, he says, he was just being mefalpol in Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda who speak about the din of Mukze Machmas Mius. He wasn't speaking bechlal about Rab Shimon. And Lachaire Divrei Hakel, Rabbi Netam held is going according to Rab Shimon that it should also be awesome. Umeporesh, v'chein perish Rabbi Nechananel, the Divrei Hamater, but not in the beginning we started talking according to Rab Shimon. Heino Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, that says, that a ner is mutter, Moshe Hashem and Sheba ner is mutter, also can be pomut. Why? The pomut godlu. Pomut is a big receptacle. Kikois, v'ka'ora, v'ashoshit, k'may pomoite shol beis rabbi d'shili kol kisrei. So he says that Divrei. So the Divrei Rab Shimon, a pomet will be also. The Divrei Ha'oisa, Hainu Rab Meir v'Rab Yehuda, the Osri b'ner Cheres shedliku boi b'yoisa Shabbos, Hani mili b'ner shel Cheres the Ike Tarti Mukze Machmas Mius or Machmas Isa. Avo b'ner Matches Sholu. Abu Bener Matris is Sholu. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. Umasik, that Philobishal Matris, also Rab Meir.
that you don't need muktzah. I would think muktzah machmas isa, they don't hold. Muktzah machmas isa, they don't hold. The whole din aktsah is only muktzah machmas mius and isa. But muktzah machmas isa, they don't hold. Gemara speaking about as follows. Gemara wants to say, according to Rameya, Mavashal b'Shabbos b'Shoygig, so he's permitted to eat the machl. So there's two shaylas over here. There's one shayla of Melechah Shabbos. The Gemara says Rameya holds b'Shoygig, they didn't cancel. There's another shayla of muktzeh. So if he cooked a machl, the machl isn't muktzeh because before it was edible. It was shaykh to be eaten raw. So you cook it, it's also edible. So there's no muktzeh de kishayla also. I will be shaykh it loy. But if a person shechted a behemin Shabbos b'shaykh, so there it's zicha also to eat, not as melecha Shabbos, but as muktzeh. That means, since he never thought that someone was shecht his behemin Shabbos, so it's mukse machmas isa, so the Rameya holds that he also to eat it, even though he was sheichet b'sheichet. So Taisus meets to say, so that's the maskonas ha-gemore, that you don't need both, mukse machmas isa, they also hold. There's one nikud I can't understand in this Taisus. He says, the Gemara had a pupil, if Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda hold Muktzah Machmas Issa. Gemara, the Avinel, they don't hold Muktzah Machmas Issa alone. It's only Muktzah Machmas Issa, Muktzah Machmas Mor. So Muktzah Machmas Issa alone they don't hold, and Kamashim they do hold. But according to Rab Shimon, it's Zichar Osa. Why according to Rab Shimon is Osa? So according to Rab Shimon, it's because it's a big nair, and he was zicha mesir das. He didn't think that it's going to blow out. So the male had no intentions of using it. So where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir don't hold up this for it? Rabbi Shimon is the gewaldike meikel. Moiser Hashem in Shebener. He doesn't know this katsoi bein hashmoshes. He holds that fakert adam yoshev mitzape, that if something will happen and it will burn out, so that's why it's called minamucham. That is the makel Rab Shimon. Aval pikein, but if you have a kois and ashoshes, so it says on the label it burns for 25 hours, so it's mesir das. So where did we see? We have a people over here. Do they hold muktzah machmas isa? Not muktzah machmas isa. They had any intentions, Hastis, to use this keli, it's gonna burn for 25 hours. So I don't understand why it comes out over here that the din of Kais in Ka'ora is only Rab Shimon holds. They don't hold of this for it. That according to Rab Shimon, it's poshut, it's awesome. It's a big receptacle. The pilpul is according to Rab Meir according to Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. The Rab Shimon svar Avon should be made to. Omar Rab Yehuda. Mita sheyichta lemoitz. A person was miyached a mita to hold money. He was, what is, so also the taltala. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Marav said a chiddush, that he was miyached a mita. Exactly why you put money in a mita fashteich. Nishimol kaponim, he was miyached the mita. It's miyuchit to hold money. So memele also le talpo. So that alone gives it a din of a keli that holds money. Keli that holds money, mistam is miyuchid for that, so it's mukta. Money is a din of eitzim ba'avonim. So even though it never saw money in its life, but the yichud is sufficient. Sheyichda lamois, let us see Rashi, mitzere v'hazmona ba'alma. So just like we know there's dine hazmone and other halachas, so Rav Yehuda Marav is telling us in Muktzah there's also a dine hazmone. Mita sheyichta lamo is also a talte. Meisvei, Nachman by Yitzchok, it says, metaltlim ne'echodosh, avo lo yoshon. One is not permitted to metaltlo ne'echodosh. Omane de lohochi avide. Kiloi hidlik bo shori little tule. Mita de lam lohochi avide loi koshke. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ne chodosh. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda kamala de isle mukze. Alme loi mitzel bahazmone. And it's not also bahazmone. Midekoma. How do we know that it's not also Basmona? Midekoma avo lo yoshon. It doesn't say yoshon. It says avo lo yoshon, but like Tony, avo lo yamiyuchid lakach. Aces, when we asel a ner, we only asel a ner that was yoshon. That was used already. But a ner that was miyuchid, we didn't ask him. So the question arises, how do you know to make such a deep? Maybe Yoshin is speaking about that. You weren't miyachid it. Tais is going to ask the kasha. And Rav Yehuda Marav says that you weren't miyachid it. So what's the kasha? Each one is an oiser. A Yoshin is an oiser, and a yichid is also an oiser. So the Sam Sofer brings down from the Megine Shloime as follows. He says, a ner. A ner, when it's once used, so automatically you have a yichud. Why do you have a yichud? Because after your madlik once in this ner, he can't use it anymore. So by being madlik, this ner, you meyachid it for a ner and finished, and it's unusable later. So the hadlokya is whenever you madlik a ner shel chelus, you have automatically a yichud and a maisa. By any other thing, by a mita, let's say, I'll put money down, so I have a maisa. There's no yichud. I put money, now it's holding money. I wasn't miyachidit for money. A mita could be fakel, I could be miyachidit for money, and I won't put down money. But a ner, since the minute you madlik it, it's finished. So fakel, so the hadloke is a yichud and a maisa together. So it says, when did Rav Yehuda Asar a Ner, if it was a Ner Yosha, there was a Yichud plus a Maise. Then it's also, but Maise is Yichud alone, is not sufficient. So man Ner, the Lachi Avide. Kilo Hidlik Bo Shari Little Tuli. Mitad Lav Lachi Avide, like Kolshki. That's the opposite.